our podcast highlights heroes for girls. Positive role models, women they can look up to. Let's empower the next generation of girls to serve their unique purpose. Show young women what's possible. Inspire them to lead, influence, and make a difference. Prepare them for leadership and to impact this world for good. So are you ready? It's okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Heroes for Her podcast with your host, Erin Weideman. It's me. If you have not yet subscribed to the Heroes for Her podcast, please do so at accessmore.com. New episodes every Thursday to help you in your life and leadership of the girl that you care about and yourself. I am really excited for today's episode. I have so many things to tell you. But before we get to that, a little Weideman family update. So our family is getting ready to take an East Coast trip. We have a couple of family events to attend to, and I'm speaking at an amazing fundraiser coming up called Free a Girl, Change the World. It is a fundraising gala hosted by an amazing organization called She Is Safe out of Atlanta, Georgia. The event is on October 22nd. So all of you in the Atlanta area or the surrounding parts, if you would love to come to an amazing, life-giving, inspiring event that addresses the issues of abuse and slavery of girls and women around the world, it is something that is very near and dear to my heart, our family's heart. A lot of our giving portfolio has to do with reaching out to help women and girls in need, whether that's in our own community, on a national level, and an international level. So obviously, everything we do here is so tied to those issues, to issues that girls and women are facing around the world. And I'm really excited to be speaking this year. So excited about the theme and everything that they are doing, that She Is Safe is doing to rescue girls out of horrific situations. And I'm very excited that not only am I speaking at this fundraiser, but so is Rooney. This is her first event where she's been asked to give an interview about the importance of generosity and the giving component of service, which I'm really excited to hear what she has to say. She said she's a little bit nervous, which makes sense because her mom gets nervous even still when I have to speak in front of big crowds like that. So I'm really excited to support her in this season as she does this for the very first time. It's been cool to walk this with her. Anyway, I am really excited for that event. I'm going to put the link up here. So all of my friends out there who are close to Atlanta or in the surrounding areas, if you want to attend the event, would love your help, would love your support. Again, She Is Safe is an unbelievable organization. I'm going to include the link in the show notes as well as on my social media so that you can find it. Come and attend this event and be there with us. It's going to be an awesome night. Okay, as far as today's episode is concerned, I talked about this in an episode probably 2 years ago, but I'm going to revisit it because I get asked questions about this topic all the time. The conversation we're having inside The Truth Becomes Her platform, the reason we create Bible Balls resources, is so that girls can step into their unique leadership role. So we talk about leadership a lot. We don't just throw that word around arbitrarily, right? We know that leadership is closely tied to influence. And we're talking about leadership through the lens of kingdom. It's not just going to be out in the world, being an effective leader, telling everybody what to do, having a voice, being heard, going out to be loud and proud and in everybody's face to get your agenda across. That is not the type of leadership we're talking about. When we talk about kingdom leadership, we talk about leadership through the lens of building God's kingdom and what it means to lead and influence for the kingdom of God, to draw people into a deep and meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, whether that's for the first time or whether that is diving deeper because you're already saved and you're wondering what's next, what discipleship looks like, how you can be an actual follower of Christ, what that means in your life, in your business, in your family, in your community, and so on. This is the conversation we're having every week here. And we talk about it as women because we have specific barriers that we're facing as women. We have roadblocks and stumbling blocks that get in our way and our ability to do this effectively. So I want to talk today about being a great leader. We know that we have to master certain skills. And today I want to talk about a very important leadership skill that no matter if you are a grown-up girl or a girl in progress on your way to becoming a young woman, if you want to be a great leader, you have to master this skill. And I want to start today's episode by sharing a story about the first time I ever attended a parent-teacher conference where I wasn't the teacher. I was the parent at the parent-teacher conference. It was a few years ago. It was Rooney's first year of preschool in our little two-day-week preschool in Encinitas, California. And I remember going into that meeting and feeling nervous. I don't know why. Oh, I think I know why. I was nervous going in and I had to remind myself. I remember Brent wasn't with me. It was just me. He was working and I was available. And I had to remind myself on my way in there that it was just preschool and whatever they said, it was going to be okay. And her teacher explained to me during this parent-teacher conference, where again, I'm the parent, not the teacher. She explained to me that for the most part, things in the preschool class were going pretty well. But she did bring up the fact that there had been what she called some ebb and flow of friendships happening between my little girl and the other little girls in the Panda Bear class. And as a teacher, she, you know, as I listened to what she shared with me, I thought this is a lot of the normal stuff, right? Like you show up to school and you're really good friends with so-and-so one day. And then you show up the next day and you're not as close to friends the next day. And you can be playing in the sandbox together at morning recess time. And then by the afternoon, there is a group of girls scampering around playing doggy tag while one lonely little puppy wags her tail despairingly over by the tire swing. And even though as a classroom teacher, all of this, no matter if your kid is in preschool or if you're whatever grade or age or stage they're in, this is normal behavior. I remember sitting in the parent-teacher conference and it got me thinking, how do we raise girls who will suck themselves out of that situation and stop and notice when someone is in need of love and kindness and not just notice it, but actually step in and do something about it? And the Lord led me to Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. When it says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward loving good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And for the conversation we're having about girls and women in leadership, I think a safe place for us to start, and if you're new to this podcast and you haven't been on this journey with us, like we talk very frequently, especially in the mentorship, about leadership. And that we're dying to the fact that leadership in a cultural sense is what we're about, because it's not. Leadership is so much more than simply being in charge or telling people what to do. I talk to Rooney about this all the time. Just because someone puts you in charge of something doesn't mean that you're someone people are going to want to follow. And the trick, the key to leadership, effective leadership, is being somebody who is worthy of being followed. One of the most important skills that every great leader needs is the ability to recognize in real time when somebody needs support or some confidence or some hope, and they need to be able to encourage, to inspire the people around them, and not just inspire, rah-rah, cheerlead you, but actually incite you to positive action. Encouragement literally means to put courage in somebody. And as I had this parent-teacher conference and I'm listening to the ebb and flow conversation about my little girl and her little friends at school, and every day it's different, and who's my friend today, and what does this mean? We know that they need encouragement. And sometimes the need is great, and sometimes it's small, and sometimes it's in the middle, and it changes hour by hour sometimes. So how do we do it? How do we teach the skill of being encouraging? How do we teach our girls to encourage people, to put courage into people? I'm going to give you a three-step process for doing that today. It's not going to take very long. I'll give you some examples for where you can talk through and like flesh out the areas in your girl's life where she can make this happen. So we'll talk through the steps. I'll give you some examples and then I'll wrap it up with just a couple of takeaways that I want you to leave with as we're thinking about this conversation, right? What does it mean to encourage? Why is that such an important skill that leaders need? And how do you actually teach it to to someone who sometimes doesn't even feel confident in her own abilities, let alone her ability to come alongside and help and support and guide and, you know, be there to help somebody when they need encouragement. So three simple steps for teaching encouragement. Here's my walkthrough for how to get that done. First, you are going to have a conversation with your daughter about a time when you were struggling and someone encouraged you. I talk to Rooney about this all the time because she sees mom being loud and engaging on the internet and recording podcasts and sitting with women and encouraging them. And I do a lot of outpouring in that area. And I have learned a lot of times the hard way to receive encouragement from other people. A lot of the times it's made me feel uncomfortable. I know it was needed, and I only know it was needed when I look back in hindsight and see the benefit that it gave me to be encouraged by somebody. My husband does this very frequently, but it's not something that she sees me getting a lot. So what I need to do is talk to her about the times when I have struggled, when I haven't had everything figured out, when I had questions, when I got confused, when I got frustrated, when I wasn't sure about what to do, when my thoughts were spinning, when I had negative patterns swirling, and somebody came alongside and stopped me and encouraged me. And I talked to her about what I was facing. Who was that person who came alongside me? A lot of times it's dad. A lot of times it's a friend. It's another friend over the phone. Sometimes it's at coffee. What did that person actually say to me? What did they do to fill me up, to put courage in me? And how did that make me feel? So the first thing you can do is have a conversation with your daughter at breakfast, take her out for coffee and a treat, whatever, and talk about a time when you were struggling and you didn't just sit in that. Someone came alongside and they encouraged you. They put courage in you. How did they do that? What was the problem? Who was the person? What did they say? What did they do? How did they put courage in you? And then after they did it, how did it make you feel? Hey everybody, quick announcement. It is officially here. Ringleaders, the brand new Bible Bells book is available for purchase. You can follow Rooney Cruz on her latest adventure to learn about the awesome women of the New Testament and the story of Jesus. And it'll give you a chance to show your little girl the importance of sharing the gospel through her life and leadership. Super excited for this new book. Go to BibleBells.com/ring to get signed up for our email. And that will be where you can get early access to this book before it sells out. Go sign up, BibleBells.com/ring. Once you've had that conversation, the second thing you can do is grab a journal and you're going to sit with your girl and make a list of areas in her life where she feels like God is calling her to encourage people. Maybe it is in the classroom. Lord knows our children need encouragement in the classroom environment now more than ever. Maybe it's on the playground. Maybe it is at her team's practices or during their games. Maybe it is at a club or activity at school. Maybe it's in the neighborhood or within a group of peers. Is it one-on-one with a particular friend or a family member or someone who's in her sphere of influence? If you can identify, help her identify the areas in her life where she can hone in and see that someone in these areas is in need of encouragement and that it's essential for her journey as a leader, what you can do then is role play a few scenarios together. Rooney and I do role playing all the time. And I know a lot of the research points to role playing as an effective parenting strategy and mentorship strategy for boys. It is wildly successful in my house. My daughter is inclined for the dramatic. She's got a flair for drama and theatrics, and who knew? She loves role playing. So we will give each other scenarios. We'll say, okay, you come across a kid and this is what he's doing and this is what's going on. How would you handle that? What would you say? What would you do? Where would you sit? How would your hands be? Would you be standing? What is your body doing while you're doing the encouraging? Are you sitting down? Are you standing up? How is that going to create something positive or negative for the person receiving it, right? And you role play a few scenarios together. And sometimes we'll do this like as part of homeschool on little slips of paper. I'll say, okay, let me give you a scenario. Let's see how you would handle it. Maybe someone in your class is experiencing a hard thing. or someone's sick, or your sister, even though she's a baby, we can think about the grown-up version of little Roxy, right? Maybe your sister is embarrassed about something that happened out in the driveway with some of the neighbor kids. How would you encourage her? Maybe somebody on your soccer team is having trouble connecting with some of the other kids on the team and kind of feels like an outsider. What's something you could say or do to that person to encourage them, right? To bring them over? Is it about changing the proximity? Are they away? Can you draw them closer? Is there a kind, encouraging word? Is there a note you can write? Is there something you can do? Can you engage the person's parent? Like, what can you do that will put courage into the person that needs it? Maybe your volleyball team is going to play a tournament over the weekend and they're playing the number one ranked team in the county and everybody's nervous. What are some words she can say or choices, actions that she can do that would fill the person or people who need it with courage? And the great part about doing this is that you can together, before the scenarios come up, identify a few verbal and nonverbal ways that she can encourage people in each of these scenarios. And the more, at least in my experience, the more you practice it, we say this all the time, you practice and you get good at whatever you practice. You get good at what you practice. So if you practice identifying ways and situations and circumstances where someone might need to be encouraged, what are your things that you can discern in the spirit in real time, or you can pray and walk over, or you can have things at the ready to go, okay, when I notice these things in my life in real time, what's my call to action? How do I show up for that person? What's my part in engaging that person with a group? Maybe they feel isolated. Maybe they've isolated themselves. Maybe they're having trouble connecting with people. Whatever it is, there's no shortage of opportunity for our girls to look around in their life and to assess, who are the people that need encouragement and how might I step in to meet that need? Every one of those scenarios that I just read off is something that no doubt they've experienced in the school environment. If they haven't done it there, they've experienced on the athletics field or in some sort of a club or activity that they're a part of that may or may not be curricular. It could be extracurricular. It could have nothing to do with school. Only you know. And only they know, frankly. So when you go to make this list and you're going to role play some scenarios, get them involved in creating the list, right? Where are the places that they go? Where are the places that they show up? Where are the places God has put them? And then once I've identified those places and people, right? Because no doubt I think about my places. I think about the people that live and operate inside those zones. I show up. I see certain people. I have interactions with certain people. Some of them are positive. Some of them are negative. What does this mean for how I show up for people? Once the spaces are identified, then you get to role play, which is really fun. Words, choices, body movements, language, how you're sitting, how you're standing, what your arms are doing, right? I mean, you know, this is like the nuance of leadership, right? Some people like to be touched and some people like an encouraging word, right? Or some people like an arm on the shoulder, or some people like you to hold their hand, or some people like you to just sit with them. And maybe you don't engage them physically. You just sit by them. These are all really good questions to ask when we're talking about why encouragement is so important, and not that it's important, but how do you actually teach that skill? You do it by identifying the spaces and places and then role-playing those scenarios, right? When you're in this situation, how will you behave? What will you do? What will you say? What will your body be like? How will you handle yourself? What will your mannerisms look like? And this is the fun part of not making it robotic and like rehearsed, but there is an element of rehearsing, right? You get good at what you practice. So if we want to practice the skill of encouragement and get really good at it, again, good at what you practice, the good, the bad, we can do that by role-playing and then choosing some verbal and nonverbal ways she can encourage people in each of those scenarios. Third, pray together. So as you round up this activity and what you're going to do to introduce this to her, to engage her in the conversation, you can pray together at the end. That's step three. Pray together at the end that the Lord would guide her in developing this skill. And out loud, you can pray and ask God to increase your daughter's trust in him and to elevate her confidence to lead others by putting courage in them with her words and with her actions. You get to help her understand that being a good leader means doing the work God wants her to do. And it also means encouraging those around her to do the same, because God has work for all of us to do. She's going to want to do the work he's called her to do, and she is going to want to engage people around her as an effective leader, as a good leader, to put courage in them when they feel ill-equipped, when they feel nervous, when they feel frustrated, when they're worried or stressed or anxious or not sure of their abilities, or fill in the blank for how people need encouragement right where they're at, right? There's no shortage of emotion or stumbling block or roadblock or challenge that people face. And we all need someone to come alongside and say, hey, there's courage here for you. Let me give you an encouraging word. Let me give you a kind word. Let me speak a truth over your life. Let me declare a truth of God's word over your life so that you know what God says about you and what he doesn't say about you. Let me show up for the people who need that encouragement and not just be there to sit, but to actually engage in a conversation where you're putting courage in, verbally, non-verbally, by what you're saying, what you're doing, how you're behaving, how you're carrying yourself. There's so many ways to do it. I would love, love, love to hear how these conversations go with your girls. Be sure to either leave me a comment or shoot me a DM. You can email me at erin@truthbecomeshere.com. Let me know. I love talking about this. I love talking about how we support our girls to grow in strength and character so they can be the girls and women God made them to be. Do not miss. If you are like, yep, I am here for this podcast. I love this conversation. I want to be that person for my daughter to champion her, to lift her up, to build her up in faith and strength and confidence and character and all of the stuff. Do not miss our brand new digital subscription. It is called Bible Bells Monthly. It is awesome. Every month, we're highlighting a positive female role model, and we're going to arm you and your girl with fun and faith-building activities delivered straight to your inbox every month. There is zero prep involved. All you have to do is get the email. There's a five-minute video, quick little Bible study, VIP, Rooney and me taking you through the events, everything that's happening that month. And all you get to do is do it with your daughter. There's things for you guys to do together in there. There's things for her to do on her own. You can print them. You can not print them. You can customize the experience for your girl. It's going to be awesome. If you haven't already jumped onto the Bible Bells email list, make sure you do that. Go to BibleBells.com and get signed up there. We are days away from having the page up where you can order the subscription. Again, it's delivered every single month to your inbox. Different pricing options are going to be available there, but this is a low cost, super engaging, research-based, teacher-created set of activities that is going to arm your girl with everything she needs to rock this season, no matter what she's doing, where she's going to school, what she's up against. This is going to be for you guys. And honestly, it's going to change everything we're doing over here at Bible Bells, because you guys would know we love the book products, but I'm really, really excited to be able to engage people on a bigger and global scale, because digital products can make their way all the way around the world and back before we have a chance to figure out how we're shipping and printing and translating, which is a whole different other section of our business that is coming later. And I'm really, really excited about the print stuff that we have coming out, but this new subscription is going to be where it's at. So if you're not already on the list, make sure you go to BibleBells.com, get signed up there, and we will send you the email the second that Bible Bells Monthly is available. It is coming into your inbox. You can snag it there and come and do this with us. It's going to be so fun. I love you guys. I will see you next week, and have an awesome day. And just get out there and be encouraged today that God loves you. He loves your daughter. He loves the girls that you're influencing. And he sees you right where you're at. He hears you. He loves you. And he has something amazing for you just around the corner. God bless.